Welcome to Higher, Faster, Longer. Talking about all the big issues and talking to the big names in athletics.
We continue our program today having a look at an upcoming marathon here in Australia. It is the 29th Gold Coast Marathon. And joining us on the line to have a chat about it, we say g'day to Pat Carroll. How are you, Pat?
Thanks, Tony. Yourself?
Good, mate. 1st of July, it's all happening. How are the preparations coming together?
Good, yeah. 8 weeks and 5 days to go, to be exact. So the countdown's well and truly on. The Gold Coast Airport Marathon, they have a 10K half marathon and marathon, so there's an event there for everyone.
Tell us about the numbers that you get to the marathon.
The marathon itself, they get the best part of 3,000 people. They probably get about 4,000 or 4,500 people in the half marathon, and maybe another 4,000, 3,000 or 4,000 in the 10K. And also have a 10K walk also. So, but the marathon itself, you know, maybe I'm actually not involved in the actual organisation. I'm an ambassador, so I'm not actually in touch with the actual figures. But
yeah.
The marathon itself, the Gold Coast Airport Marathon, 42.2K, they'll probably get between 3,000 and 4,000.
That's an amazing number, and it'd be probably one of the more picturesque marathons here in Australia, I would have thought. I know we've got one coming up in Victoria, the Great Ocean Road Marathon, which would probably rival it for scenery.
Yeah, but one thing about the marathon and half marathon and 10K is majority of people who go in the event, they're actually going there with a goal to finish under a certain time.
Yeah.
And to do that, you really need a fast, flat course, and you really can't go past the Gold Coast. It's at sea level, and there's really no hills on the course at all. So, and the weather is usually perfect. It's usually, you know, around about 15 degrees, so it's ideal for distance running. So anyone who wishes to, you know, achieve their goal, then, you know, if they don't achieve their goal on the Gold Coast, well, they've really only got themselves to blame, mate.
Yeah, look, and you're right in regards to times. We've got the fastest time there set by Brad Camp back in 1989 of 2:10, so it's definitely right up there in regards to quick courses.
Certainly is, yeah. I was actually second in that race to Brad that year, so he actually flew. He until 10K, he was on about 2:16 marathon pace at 10K, and then he just took off and just started the last 32K, ran 3-minute Ks all the way. Unbelievable run. He never really got close to that again, but it was just a fantastic run by Brad that day. I've actually run 2:10 on the course myself also.
Yeah.
The year before in 87, I ran 2:10.44. So I had the course record up until Brad took it off me a year later.
So take us through the course. Whereabouts does it start and finish?
It starts at the at Southport, opposite the Pacific Fair Shopping Centre.
Yep.
And, well, it's a bit hickly-pickly if I describe all three events, but let's just focus on the marathon, the 42.2K. You start at the Southport car park there opposite Pacific Fair, and you head south down as far as Nobbies for those people who are familiar with the Gold Coast. So what you do is you're actually staying as close as you can to the coastline all the way down. So you go all the way down to Nobbies,
yep,
which is about it's about 12K. You turn around and come back. So when you pass the start-finish line, you've done 25K. And then you've got 17K of running up and back. You head north then up as far as the Sanctuary Cove, where you hop over the, not Sanctuary Cove, Corin Cove.
Okay,
yeah. Up at Runaway Bay. So you head up to Runaway Bay, and you turn around with about 7K to go, 7 or 8K to go.
Oh, beautiful scenery. Fantastic stuff. The 1st of July, we said, is the day for the marathon this year. If people want to get involved with the marathon, there's a website, I presume?
Yep, Gold Coast Airport Marathon.com.au. And you can enter online. I think the late entry fees usually kick in early June, so you still can enter for the discounted fee. But if you leave it till the middle of June, you'll be up for a few more bucks with the late entry fee. You can also download an entry form off the site, and you can also get a hard copy of an entry form. I guess if you got a contact, then they'd post you an entry form. But you can enter up until I think it's midday the day before, You can't actually enter the morning of the race. Actually, close off entries for the event as of about 12 o'clock or somewhere around there on the Saturday before the event. But it's a fantastic event. It's definitely the premier marathon in Australia. I mean, as far as numbers goes, and also as far as you know, ideal conditions and flat course, you really, really just can't go past it. It's just I've run in the event for so many times now, I've lost count. I'm running in the half marathon this year as a pace runner for the 1 hour 30 group.
Okay.
So anyone who wishes to break an hour and a half for a marathon, I'll be taking those people along and motivating them along the way. We've actually had Steve Monteghetti this year. He's involved with as a 3 hour pacer. So anyone who wishes to break 3 hours, then come up to the Gold Coast Airport Marathon, and one of Australia's legends, Steve Monteghetti, will be running beside you for the whole 3 hours. That's a treat, eh?
Now, well, look, we can tell our listeners that you've actually got myself, Tony Shebeki, coming up for the six-hour pacer.
If
anyone wants to break 6 hours, chance if they stick with me.
You must be stopping at a cafe along the way and having some breakfast,
eh? Mate, I just couldn't do it. I've actually run one marathon in my life, and I've never, ever been able to force myself to do another one. And people would know, people involved in athletics, it is the biggest physical challenge you can take out of you for in any sport.
The marathon?
Yeah, the marathon.
Oh, yeah, yes and no. I mean, you know, I must admit, they do have the Ironman now, don't they? And they actually have a marathon as well as a swim and a bike. But the thing about the marathon is in these, you have the Ironman, but the Ironman, they're sort of holding themselves back a little bit. They're not fully extending themselves. But in the marathon, when people get in there and they run their 42.2K, when they cross that line, they've run hard for 42.2K.
Yeah.
So it really is a tough event. What I'm talking to you, Tony, I've just realised I'm pretty sure I made an error with the website for the Gold Coast Marathon. I'm pretty sure it's goldcoastmarathon.com.au. Take out the airport bit. But if anyone Googles Gold Coast Marathon, they'll certainly find the website. And if anyone wants to find anything about it, they can also contact me. I've got a website, patcarrollonline.com, and I'll be more than happy to answer any questions that people have about the 10K half marathon or marathon at the Gold Coast Airport Marathon.
Any interesting pictures on that website, Pat?
What sort of pictures are you talking about, Tony?
I've seen a few personal websites of people before. They do have some interesting pictures. I'll have a look myself.
Mine's legit. But there's millions of pictures actually on my website. I actually have a Brisbane running group, PCRG, and I take pictures of the group 3 mornings a week. So
fantastic.
I've actually got hundreds of pictures of people running on my website, but they're people that are involved in my Brisbane running group.
All right, Pat, well, thank you so much for your time today, and let's hope that it's another great success. Before we let you go, would I be right in remembering that the Gold Coast Marathon nearly sort of fell away a few years ago, and all of a sudden it's been revitalised and up and running at full strength again?
Yeah, it certainly did. It changed hands a number of times, and one of the fellas who took it over, cut a long story short, I think he had a couple of business interests, and the one that he lost interest in was the Gold Coast Marathon, and it basically went into receivership. And
Some bloke called Ron Clark picked it up.
Ron Clark, the great Ron Clark, and he rescued it, and he put it on at his Runaway Bay Sports Centre. Charged people a minimum fee to enter. I think from memory it was only $20 or something ridiculous to go in the event. So he carried the loss, you know, and which is fantastic, and it's a full credit to Ron Clark, but full credit now to the Gold Coast events. What they do now is just absolutely magnificent. If you go up there, the whole sort of setup and the whole infrastructure of the actual event is just phenomenal. And the Gold Coast events people, Cameron Hart and his team, they do an absolutely fantastic job. It's first class. I've been to so many events throughout the world, and you go along to the Gold Coast Airport Marathon, you can't fault it. It's unbelievable.
Fantastic. Pat, thanks for your time. Really do appreciate it.
My pleasure, Tony.
That was Pat Carroll joining us to talk about the 29th Gold Coast Marathon. Well, there you have it. Another episode of Higher, Faster, Longer wrapped up and locked in the can. Tony Shebeki signing off for another week. We thank Pat Carroll, Eric Brown and Fletcher McEwen for their time today. Who are we going to have next week?
You'll have to tune in to find out. Higher, faster, longer every Tuesday here on www.athletics.com.au. Catch you next week. Have a fantastic week.